Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Tiger Zinda Hey. Oh my. Actually, I'm going to go for a double bill and also cover Act Tiger, the first movie in the series or franchise. Well, with a bit of luck, they're going James Bond on this, but that's fairly unlikely. Now, mentioning the James Bond is probably a good idea because Act Tiger is basically a Roger Moore James Bond, done pretty nice. You could get finicky and point out that it would be closest to Honored Majesty's Secret Service plot-wise because, obviously by now, this is when the tiger meets, the pussycat to his liking. The publicity was hinting that this was based on a true event. I'm generally doubting that. There is an Indian Secret Service and there is a Pakistani Secret Service and they meet at random times, so I guess that would count as true events. Do I hold it against the movie? Heck no. So the first one, Act the Tiger, was a lot of entertaining James Bondy, Roger Moore era fun. Flat out, go for it, have fun, delicious thing. Tiger Zinda Hai is a bit more of the same. There's a couple of family values scenes, I guess, which are a bit of a downer. Not that they're bad, they're just a little slow compared to the rollicking super spy stuff that you had, but it's still fairly exciting. And the fact that there's a sequel kind of spoils the fact that the main character survives the first movie. So basically he comes out of retirement to go fix a really big problem. Now, again, publicity states that it's based on a real incident. The second movie is actually inspired by a kidnapping of Indian nurses by Daesh. The fact that a bunch of nurses were kidnapped by terrorists or people that vaguely fit the definition of terrorists is probably the only connection to that event. And possibly the only redeeming quality of that event, because the fact that the movie exists is a pretty pleasant thing. Now, it's not the best Bollywood I've ever seen. I might... I might have enjoyed Act the Tiger a little bit more. But I will very enthusiastically recommend both of them. They're possibly a bit low on the musical numbers. And, I didn't mind when it happened. There actually is a great joke about musical numbers in Act the Tiger, which, of course, was not covered at the time because I wasn't doing podcasts yet, but I enjoyed at the time. So I do recommend seeing both of them in sequence, preferably, so you're not too spoiled. And I'm looking forward to a third one.